Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we've got a week of listener new music episodes. Are you psyched, Patrick?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, you don't sound psyched. What's wrong?
Well, you know how Jesse will be riding along in his truck and he'll call us with a new song or album that he's into?
Yeah, I love that.
Well, I was just thinking how none of our listeners have bought me a pickup truck.
Oh, don't give up hope, Patrick.
Oh, wow. Do you really think someone's going to buy me a pickup truck, Jim?
No. No, I don't. Okay, Patrick, it's a new week. We're going to do listener new music all this week. We have enough calls to fill out the whole week. It's really going to be exciting. You're going to hear lots of great stuff. There's almost no overlap. I think there's like one bit of overlap in all the selections. So it's really great. But before we do that, first introduce ourselves. The show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We got a box here. This particular box was sent to my residence, and I think it's because there was some perishable product in there.
So I see.
He just sent it to here, and nevertheless, let me grab this box.
Okay, fantastic. It's been a while since we've had the opportunity to open a package.
Yeah, so this box is from Trip Bacon. He's out in Beaverton, Oregon.
Yes, he's a good man.
He is a good man. And here's a note as I'm opening this up.
Okay.
It says, first of all, it's addressed to Jim and Patrick, interns Mary, Matt, Sam, and Sammy, and some of his pod community. Well, I hate to tell you interns, but I'm not sure if we're going to... I don't know if there's enough stuff here for all of us to get in on this largesse, but we'll see. He says, greetings from the suburbs of Portland. Putting together a care package from the Pacific Northwest has become something of an annual tradition for me, even though I apologize for being quite late with sending out this year.
Not a problem.
Provided this box makes it to you in one piece, you will find copies of my 2020 mix on CD. I'm holding up to the camera for you, Patrick.
Yes, beautiful.
And he's done this for us before. He's made these mix CDs for us before.
Yes, he has. Saved me on a cross-country drive.
Looks like there's three copies in here. He says, incidentally, Rush and Fever from Nation of Language was my favorite song from 2020. With Margot Price's That's How Rumors Get Started being my favorite album. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
There's an extended version of his 2020 mix on cassette. Look at this.
Wow.
This is the awesome. I guess because on cassette you get an extra 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, you get 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So extended version on cassette, and that's great.
Hallelujah.
He said this is much better quality with the re-addition of both a CD player and cassette deck to my setup during the past year.
Okay, so that's there you go.
Then he's also included, there's some records. It looks like 45s. I haven't even...
Wow.
I don't know what this is. Records, they're not in great condition, but they may be of interest as I seem to remember talk of a jukebox at one point in the past. That is true. I have a jukebox here in the basement that plays 45s.
Beautiful.
So let me see what... Let me open this real quickly here. Let's see what we got. Ooh, this is nice. Got the Beatles, Rain.
Nice.
With Paperback Writer. Probably Paperback Writer might be the A and Rain the B side on that.
Yeah. Great. Yep. That's a great one for the juke.
There's two more Beatles 45s. There's Lady Madonna and The Inner Light.
Mm-hmm.
And Nowhere Man and What Goes On.
Those sweet.
Three Beatles 45s. And then there's a Stones 45 here. Well, of course, on the London label. Really nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Look at that.
You Can't Always Get What You Want, backed with Honky Tonk Women.
Sweet. Can't beat that.
These will be great. That These will sound nice. Great.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And then there's one more thing on his note.
Mm-hmm.
And, I can't quite read this. What does this say? There's nothing else, Patrick. There's nothing else. No.
Okay.
and some of my favorite Oregon beers, it says.
Oh!
And he says, thank you very much for the podcast and the community that has grown up around it. Words can never express how grateful I am to have met so many awesome people online over the past year. I can see the light at the end of this long tunnel, and I know that I am eagerly looking forward to the day when we can all gather together to see a show. Keep on rocking. Regards, Trip Bacon.
Man, thank you, Trip. That is so thoughtful. Still have a Oregon beer t-shirt that Trip sent me. That's one of my favorites to wear. And And he's a great man, and it's been amazing to meet him, see him, and he occasionally will jump on the Hootenanny and hang out. It's all really good.
All right, now here is, I just grabbed this out of the fridge. I was keeping this cold for us. It looks like 8 cans.
Wow.
This is something called Good Life Brewing Company.
Sweet. Haven't heard of it.
Sweet As, A-S. Sweet As Pacific Ale. There's that.
Nice.
There is Bowie Beer Company. Remember
that?
Oh,
yeah. That's the one he sent us a t-shirt for.
Yep.
Love that.
Yeah. And also, this is really cool. Level Beer.
Oh, nice.
Beer, and it's called Let's Play, and the can looks like a Pac-Man sort of thing going on there. That's
beautiful.
Cool. And then Fort George. Yeah, I have the t-shirt of George. Fort George Suicide Squeeze.
Ooh, sweet. Like that name.
And then Worthy.
Okay.
I guess that's the brewery, Worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Rule of Two Hazy IPA.
Okay.
And I got
Like the Rule of Fog Hat?
And then there's two of this one here. This is from Bushy Park IPA.
Oh, okay. Park.
And then across the top it says Crux Fermentation Project.
Ooh,
so I don't know.
Interesting.
This looks top secret. This might be dangerous.
Yeah, it might be dangerous. We have to pass that one to Snyder so it's in safe hands. Beautiful stuff. Thank you so much, Trip.
Okay, I had to put those back in the fridge, but I'll swing those by your house, all right?
Oh, fantastic, Jim. I appreciate it. And, you know, that brings a question to mind real quick, Jim. You definitely now have enough 45s to fill your jukebox. So a rotation system that you have in place? Or how often do you go in there and freshen up the selections?
I would like to refresh them once a month or so, go in and replace some, but not all, kind of like the way it would work at a commercial establishment, right? Some guy would come in
with his box of records.
And just put some new ones in or, have you. But I don't really do it that often, but,
got it.
But I should anyway.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Hopefully as we get to the point where, later this year, hopefully, folks will be able to come over again. You'll have occasion to do that.
So, that'll motivate me to do it. I'm also trying to catalog all my records,
45s
and albums and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So I'm kind of going through all that right now and taking an inventory of everything. So
got it.
All right. Let's get to the new music. Shall we
do
that? But by the way, people can send us stuff, right? And there is a P.O.
That
box
is correct.
And all of that, right?
There is. Yep. Yeah, just go on our website and you'll see the contact button. You can find all the info there to get in touch with us.
That's right.
And sign up for our newsletter while you're there.
Yeah, do all that. Okay, and send us stuff. Okay.
Yes.
I think the first caller today is Harris King.
Great.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. Hello, interns. Hello, fellow Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. This is Harris in Anderson, South Carolina. I'm going to go ahead and call about some new music in March. I just heard a song today, and I didn't want to forget it. So inspired by Jesse in San Antonio, I just figured I'd go ahead and call. I hope Jesse's doing okay, also after that bad weather Texas got recently. The song I'm calling about is called I Can See You. It's from Sophia Kennedy. Sophia Kennedy was born and raised in Baltimore, but she moved to Hamburg, Germany to study theater. And then ended up staying there. And at first, she was writing music for theater. And 4 years ago, she put out an album on Pompa Records. And that's sort of weird because she's a pop music maker. And Pompa Records is known for house and techno music. Nonetheless, a good album. She's coming out with a new album in May. And it's going to be on City Slang in the U.S., which is pretty cool, too. Anyway, the song is I Can't See You. It's from Sophia Kennedy. There's definitely a lot of dancey electronic music in the song, but it's just really good pop music. Check it out. Thanks a lot. Bye.
I can see through the darkness. I can stand way too steep. Feel his hand is coming along and it's hanging over me. When the bells on the hill, they've stopped to ring. And what once meant the world to us now don't. Are you fast?
That is a pretty peppy song. I like that.
Yeah, I liked it. It was kind of buzzy, and I like the way it kind of flitted around there. Very cool. And at the beginning, I was not too sure when it started off with just that beat, if it was going to go bam, 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 bam. You can dance if you want to, because it had a very similar kind of intro there for just a second. And then it went into something much better. But very cool. Nice find.
I always kind of liking that style of like electro pop.
Yeah.
There's like a pulse to the song,
yes.
You know, where there's rhythm that is supplied through the synthesizer, like a note that just kind of, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I like that. I like that sort of style.
Okay. It's very cool. Yeah, very cool. Almost like the way you could use a voice to, you know, create another instrument too. It's really neat. Yeah.
Okay. Now that call from Harris was like mid-month. He was just like, hey, I heard this song. I'm thinking about it.
Love it.
So he just called in. We like that a lot. But then later in the month, he called in again with another pick. So that's okay.
Sweet.
You know, that's great.
Yeah.
So let's hear that.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. Hi, interns. Hi, fellow listeners. This is Harris King in South Carolina calling again about new music in March. On March 12th, Southern Culture on the Skids came out with a new album called At Home with Southern Culture on the Skids. And as the name suggests, this is definitely a COVID pandemic record. Rick Miller, the guitarist and sings most of the song for the band, wrote all of these songs or most of these songs in his living room. And they were recorded at their recording studio called the Kudzu Ranch. It's a little more subdued than normal, but I would also argue that the songs just seem a little fresher than some of their recent output of new music. They're a touring band. They tour at least 200, 250 times a year, so clearly they didn't do this last year. But I think it gave Rick and the band a much-needed rest, and they made the most out of it with this record. Like I said, it's a little more subdued than their normal style. A lot of the songs were written on the acoustic guitar. Nonetheless, there's still some good riff and guitar songs. There's some good instrumental surf songs and a couple of good covers. I think the best example of who they are and their style is Polka Dot Dress, the third song on the record. I think that'd be a great example to play for the listeners. And if you need a cover song to play out with, Dear Mr. Fantasy is pretty amazing. It has Mary, the bass player, she sings on this one, and the guitar playing on it towards the end is just great. So Southern Culture on the Skids, they're one of my favorite all-time bands. They're the band that I have seen live the most because I've been seeing them since about 1990. They've been playing around the Southeast for years and years. Of course, they play all over the country, but I have seen them a lot, and they never disappoint. So I'm happy they have a new record out. And I hope the listeners will check them out. Keep rocking the suburbs. Thanks, guys.
Got a polka dot dress. Ooh, the girl's a mess. Got a big blue eye and chicken thighs. Got a polka dot skirt. Girl's a flirt. Made my chocolate sundae. I just taste like dirt.
Okay, there you go. That is Polka Dot Dress by
very nice.
Southern Culture on the Skids.
Yeah. I'll echo what Harris said about their touring. I mean, in the late 80s, early 90s, it seemed like Southern Culture and the Skid was playing in D.C. once a month, you know, driving up from Chapel Hill. They would open for people. I ended up seeing them a lot of times, a lot of fun, and never turned in a set that was disappointing in any way. I mean, they're just a fun, really sharp, great live rock band. I didn't even know they were still making records, and that's really cool that they just put one out. And I was looking on their website here. Scots.com, Southern Culture on the Skids, S-C-O-T-S. Their store is called the Skid Mart. So you gotta
the
love
Skid
that.
Mart. That's perfect. Perfect. Honestly, I don't know that much about them.
Mm.
I know they've been around forever, but they're just, for whatever reason, kind of been off the radar for me. But are they kind of like Dash Rip Rock?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Got that same kind of fun attitude where they mix a bunch of different stuff, and they have, you know, clever lyrics, and you know, there's a little rock, straight up rock and roll. There's a little rockabilly in there. There's you know, just some twang. Yeah, absolutely. So that would be an amazing double. I'm sure they played together many times.
Yeah,
but, yeah.
We'll have to ask Bill Davis about that. I think we're going to have him on. Totally. Soon, by the way,
so, great.
All right, I'll need to check them out more. But this is like this was like a pandemic album, so like recorded.
Yeah, very cool.
You know, at home.
So yeah,
pretty cool. Okay,
in the living room.
Let's see. Let's move on here. We got three more callers to get to, so let's go on to our friend Jesse.
Hey, Jim, Patrick, interns and suburb community. This is Jesse from San Antonio giving you a call with new music for March. Really quickly, just quick report, still no Bears, despite the snow that shut down the city a couple of weeks ago, and I'm not kidding you, shut down the entire city. We had probably about 2 inches of snow, which is funny whenever I hear other people, especially in the northern areas, have a higher amount of snow. Anyhow, we can't drive in the snow down here. Anyway, so I wanted to touch base with new music, so through my network of secret services, Bandcamp this time, I found something I like. The band is named Really From, and they have a self-titled album. So what I found out about the band, more specifically, is that they're out of Boston. They've been around since 2014, and I get some hints of jazz sounds that are fused with indie rock. So the song that caught my attention was I Live Here Now, but the entire album is full of great stuff. So to me, the song is reminiscent of Teenage Riot by Sonic Youth, at least in the very beginning. It starts off slowly, female voice. Then at the 1 minute mark, it takes off a little bit quicker, a little bit faster with the male voice then. And then we alternate some of the vocal duties. The drums at each interlude in this song are fantastic and driving, along with the horn section throughout the song keeps me intrigued on what the next part may bring to my ears delight. So give it a spin, listen to it, tell me what you think. Talk to us soon. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, that song is really interesting. It's kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Hard to. It's interesting he compared it to Sonic Youth because I guess I kind of hear the comparison, but you know, more kind of in spirit, I think, than in practice, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely the way the overall sound was put together. Interesting, too, with the break in the acoustic guitar and a little bit of, I don't know if it was trumpet or what it was, but. To me, I like that a lot. That's right up my alley. And the drumming was really amazing on that. I mean, that's one of those things when the drummer is playing in a, you know, a style that's a rock style, but with a lot of feel and a lot of swing. I really like the way that the drummer on that track was changing the tempo and sort of shifting along with the music. That was really cool. Really good drumming.
Yeah. All right.
Really From. That's
really an from.
Interesting name. Yes. Boston, Massachusetts, apparently. Very cool.
Okay. Our next caller is Bob Peterson.
Hello, Jim and Patrick, interns and fellow suburbanite rockers. This is Bob Peterson. I'm a new subscriber, and I wanted to give you my March new music pick. The artist is Anna Fox Rochinski, whom I just heard of. She's new to me. And her album is called Cherry. I discovered her just recently when I heard a song of hers on satellite radio, and I was amazed by it. I had to figure out who this artist was and where this song came from. So I did some research and found out that she had an album coming out that very day. So I streamed the album and gave it a listen, and it was very good. The album came out on Don Giovanni Records, and it turns out Anna is a member of a band called Quilt, and this is her first full solo album. She is influenced by bands like Beck and Gabor Szabo and Can, and was looking for more of a poppy sound than what she had recorded with Quilt. And when I read that, I thought, well, this sounds interesting, and gave it a listen. And I agree, the album sounds just like Beck. A lot of good beats, a lot of layered keyboards with odd synthesizer noises and some really nice guitar work. For the song I'd like to feature is the song that caught my attention on the radio, and it's called Cherry, which is the title track. It has a lot of futuristic sounding synthesizers and a great groove, really funky guitar, and her vocals are just beautiful. So this is an album I think you should check out, especially if you like Beck. Thank you.
Bad labor.
Cherry Delilah, Cherry Delilah.
Honestly, I thought my mind was the better player.
Cherry Delilah, Cherry Delilah. Heart be gone.
You're running off backwards, it's plain to see.
An interesting pick.
Yeah, very nice. Thanks, Bob. Nice to hear from you, and thanks for jumping right in with your new music pick. That was cool, man. I tell you, Jim, I got a little St. Vincent from that as well.
Yes.
You know, that's kind of what was percolating in my mind, as well as Beck, of course, as Bob pointed out, but that's great. Really nice, man. I've heard of Quilt, but had no idea that Anna had a solo career. And I guess Bob didn't either. But it's still cool also to what Bob said, to hear something on the radio and go find it and find out they have an album coming out that very day. That's pretty wild. So I like that.
Yes, that was great. So yeah, thanks, Bob. Thanks for the contribution. Yeah. And, you know, don't be a stranger. Stick with us.
Not at all. Bob Vance, Vance Refrigeration.
No,
anytime.
It's not Bob Vance, but
that's
yes,
different.
I know what you mean. Okay, let's see. Where are we here? Okay, one more call today. I know we're running kind of long, so let's get to this. We have Enrique Cruz.
Awesome.
Hello, everyone. This is Enrique calling for my pick for best song of March. Do we need another song called Maria? No, right? I thought so too. But my friend Jill McCracken has released a song called Maria, which may very well be the best song of the spring so far. It's catchy, and the joy in Jill's voice is contagious. Really, really good, even though she calls it a demo. I think it sounds complete as it is. Well, that's my pick for March. Not much else to add. See you guys.
When I walk down the street on the sidewalk on a beautiful Sunday's wind, if the leaves should fall down or cup hit in my crown, I'll declare that contentment is me. Memorizing or trying to remember the smell of cerulean skies, it's my number one pick, and I want it to stick for safety. Say goodbye.
That's just a nice pop song.
Loved it. Yeah, really, really cool. And loved what Enrique said. Do we really need another song called Maria?
That's right.
I didn't think so either.
That's right.
That was wonderful. So I really liked that.
That's Jill McCracken.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now,
very nice.
Enrique did call again, leave another message. Oh. So let's hear that.
Cool.
It's like a bonus track.
Hi, this is Enrique again. I think I have another pick for March, after all. It's by a band called Farveblind. They are from Denmark. They released an EP in March called Mayhem. I do not listen to rave kind of music, techno, things of that nature. But this EP caught my attention. Give it a listen. You may play the track course, but instead of playing it with a basketball, play it with a bleep. Make sure you have a bleep handy. That's it. Take care.
I'm on waiter, I'm on butler, I'm on driver, I'm on hustler, I'm on wife. If there's no one to trust, I protect gold is gonna turn to dust for every little thing I'm thinking, playing within the match in the ring. Life's not what I thought, to be stuck in the rut. Oh, got to see if I can handle the gamble. Seize to the top of flee. I can't stop this obsession of being in control. And I told everyone, if I'm waking up lawyers, waiting to hear roars. I'm locking all my drawers, looking to open yours. I'm ending up alone, closing all doors. I'm taking down the stores, keeping up my noise. I'm building up a force, parallel to the floor.
All right. I'm not quite sure what to make of that.
Yeah, that was really interesting. very different. And did he say Denmark?
Yes, Denmark.
Wow, that's so interesting. I always find it very interesting when a certain kind of music is interpreted by people from a certain part of the world. It's so interesting to think what people might get out of, be it hip hop or be it, you know, electro or whatever kind of music, and the way they interpret it and spit it back out. That was just really interesting. I got to go back and I got to listen to more of this band. Never heard of them. Very, very interesting track from Enrique. So cool.
Yeah.
Really cool find.
I guess the band is Farvablind.
Farvablind.
Okay. All right. There you go. Now, let's go, because we need to get to tomorrow.
Okay.
And more listener new music picks. You're going to hear those all this week.
Yep.
We will play out here with Harris, back earlier in the show, mentioned Southern Culture on the Skids did a cover of Dear Mr. Fantasy. So we'll play out with that. All right.
Cool.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Make sure you have a bleep handy.